all week long. Special edition of Win Brooks Bucks, because it's Victoria Clipper Week, where no matter what happens, win or lose, you get a special prize from Clipper Vacations. And let's see who we're playing against today, Brooke.
Okay.
You're going for 31 wins in a row, by the way.
I'm kind of nervous, I'm going to be honest.
I'm nervous, too.
Yeah, what? I don't know why you're nervous.
I'm nervous because Bo from Linwood is on the phone, and
hello,
Bo makes me nervous. Bo, hi.
Hey, you guys make me nervous, too.
Huh? Oh, boy.
Whoa, this is
awesome.
Whoa. The tension is thick.
I
am going to have to leave the room. Because
it's so heavy in here, the tension. I could cut my clothes off with a knife, Bo.
With a knife?
Cut the clothes, tension clothes off with a knife.
I don't think anybody says that, Jubal.
I think that's the term. Okay.
No. All right, when I come back into the room and Jubal's standing here naked, I'm going to blame you, Bo. I'm just going to let you know.
All right, Brooke.
I'm pretty smooth.
Brooke is leaving the studio. Bo, the game is played like this. You got 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know one, just say pass, and you have to beat Brooke outright to win, okay?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Your time starts now. In order to boost international sales, what company is releasing a soda in Japan with alcohol in it?
Coca-Cola.
The ancient city called Machu Picchu is located in which country?
Europe.
What's the top-selling Girl Scout cookie made in Washington State?
Thin Mints.
Which major airport uses the code ORD because it was originally called Orchard Field?
Pass.
According to the American Hospital Association, what app has reduced the volume of people calling ambulances by 7%?
Uber.
Say that one more time. I couldn't hear you with the buzz.
Oh, Uber.
Okay, got that. And we'll bring Brooke back into the studio. So, Bo, what do you do for a living?
I'm a preschool teacher.
Oh, man. What's on the, what are you teaching today? What's
on the agenda?
We painted with watercolors today.
Cool.
Oh.
Is he an art teacher?
He's a preschool teacher.
Oh, yeah. That's so cute, Bo.
It's gotta be a difficult job.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, I hate kids, so it's.
Wait, Bo.
Well, I imagine because
of
your job, you hate kids.
I'm a mother of a preschooler. Don't say those types of things.
No, I'm just kidding. I love kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Some days you love them. Some days you hate them. All right, Brooke has got her headphones on. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, your time starts now. In order to boost international sales, what company is releasing a soda in Japan with alcohol in
it? Coca-Cola.
The ancient city called Machu Picchu is located in which country?
Peru.
What is the top-selling Girl Scout cookie in Washington State?
Thin Mints.
What major airport uses the code ORD because it was originally called Orchard Field?
Orlando.
According to the American Hospital Association, what app has reduced the volume of people calling ambulances by 7%?
Uber.
Does the average American spend more or less than 75% of their life indoors?
More. God, that's going to be sad if it's more.
Send it on over to the scoreboard and see how you guys did today with Jose.
Boing!
Bolaños.
Bo, you got 2 correct today, man.
Cool.
Yeah, it's not bad. Brooke?
Mm-hmm.
4 correct.
Ooh. Wow. Sorry, Bo.
That's hard.
It is.
Thought I got a lot of questions in, but
you did, though.
It was fast. Yeah.
You sound like a preschool teacher. You really do. And that's not an insult. You just have that voice. Just like
calm.
Yeah.
Everything's pretty calm.
Yeah.
My heart is racing right now, but yeah.
Well,
this is intense, Bo. Okay.
Calm under pressure, though. All right, let's go over the answers. In order to boost international sales, what company is releasing a soda in Japan with alcohol in it? Coca-Cola. The ancient city called Machu Picchu is located in Peru. The top-selling Girl Scout cookie in Washington State is Samoa's.
Oh, good. Those are my favorite. Yeah.
Thin Mints are second, but number one through most of the country. Which major airport uses the code ORD because it was originally called Orchard Field? Chicago O'Hare International Airport.
Right. I was just looking at flights.
Army took over in Orchard Field back in 1942 to build planes there, and that's why it's called ORD. According to the American Hospital Association, what app has reduced the volume of people calling ambulances by 7%? Tinder. Did you believe it?
Shut up.
People are just on Tinder trying to get rides to the airport.
Swipe right.
Yeah. No, it's Uber.
For me.
Does the average American spend more or less than 75% of their life indoors? More.
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
93% is the average for Americans to spend their lives indoors.
Let me think about it.
No wonder we don't care about global warming.
Yeah, whatever. I got air conditioning, so it's fine.
Yeah.
All right, Bo, you didn't win the money, but just for playing today, you got a Clipper Vacations getaway for 2 to Victoria, BC on the Clipper. Go to clippervacations.com. For more information on their spring sale happening right now.
Awesome. All thank right. you.
See you later. Enjoy your watercolors.
I'll try. I'll paint you a picture.
Ooh, thank you. Please send it in.
We'll put it on the fridge.
All right. We'll play Winbrook's Bucks same time on tomorrow. On tomorrow. Move 92.5. Brooke and Jewel in the mornings.